Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can also visit us on the web. It's easily enough. It doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that is www.mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. Now, today is the Thursday before the Labor Day holiday weekend. I thought it would be important to share some safety tips to help you and yours be safe during this long Labor Day holiday weekend. And I found an article from the website SafeWise. And if you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, that's mvpinsure.us, lower right-hand corner of the landing page, just click on Let's Talk Insurance, and it'll bring you to today's blog post. If you happen to be listening to this after this podcast has been posted, you can go right to the, again, just hit the Let's Talk Insurance on the landing page, and then you can type in the search box, Labor Day Safety Tips, and it'll bring you to the article that we will be referencing today. Now, I do want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, click on the Let's Talk Insurance to bring you to the blog post to see the tips that I share today, but also I want you to click through to the article to read the full article from SafeWise, because I'm only going to share about four of the safety tips. They've got a few more that I want you to check out, and they've got links to other articles relating to the tips that they offer on their article. So, again, go to mvpinsure.us, that's mvpinsure.us, landing page, lower right-hand side, Let's Talk Insurance, click through to today's blog post. Now, the first tip is pretty major. It's probably the biggest one of all, and that is be safe on the road. According to the National Safety Council, over 400 deaths are the result of motor vehicle accidents over the Labor Day weekend. So over 400 deaths, one article I read was like 421. So on average, 421 deaths over the three-day holiday weekend are the result of a motor vehicle accident. So just some tips to be safe on the road. You need to plan ahead. You know, find alternate routes if you need to, find where the local rest stops are, that kind of stuff. Get plenty of rest. Make sure you're fully rested if you're on a long road trip. Maybe divvy up the driving duties if you can. You know, have a spouse or your partner switch off with you if you're taking a long road trip. Make sure your vehicle is mechanically sound before you leave. Have a mechanic check it over just to make sure that the brakes and the engine and the transmission, all the major parts are in good working order. Last thing you want to do is be stuck on the side of the road during the busy holiday weekend, trapped trying to get a tow somewhere. And then also, don't forget about the emergency kit that you should have in your vehicle. And if you go to our website through to the blog post for today, I've got a link to an article or a blog post slash podcast that we did, winterizing your vehicle, and in it we talk about putting together an emergency kit for your vehicle. So be sure to check that out. Second tip that SafeWise has to offer is watch those fireworks. The National Safety Council again reports that tweens, those are 10, 11-year-olds, 12-year-olds, and teens are more likely to be injured by fireworks than other age groups. I think that's because when you turn 10 or so, adults think that you are a little bit more responsible than maybe you are, that they think that you can handle fireworks on your own. And that's where a lot of the injuries come in. You know, those under the age of 10 and those, you know, their late teens, early 20s, obviously they're more responsible. Those age 9 and lower, of course, there's going to be adult supervision to make sure that the children don't hurt themselves. So be safe in handling fireworks. And then I've got, if you go to our website again, through to the blog post, I've got a link to our post from the 4th of July holiday with even more tips on handling fireworks safely and making sure that everybody is safe when it comes to enjoying fireworks. Now, the third is obvious, as it's going to happen during the Labor Day holiday. Party responsibly. Alcohol and cookouts often go hand in hand. You know, if you go over there, you grill up a burger, you grill up a steak, you have a beer, you have a wine cooler, spritzer, whatever, just to enjoy the day, enjoy the time. But please drink responsibly. Give yourself a limit. Say I'm going to limit myself to, you know, 3 alcoholic drinks over a 6-hour period. If you obviously don't feel safe to drive, call Uber, call Lyft, have a sober driver there that can bring you home. Give yourself that limit and stick to it. Really, it's a time to enjoy but not overindulge. And then also they have a tip from SafeWise as well. It says drink a glass or bottle of water in between your alcoholic drinks to help keep you hydrated, because alcohol can dehydrate you. I think that's called a diuretic. Is dehydrating. So you certainly want to keep yourself hydrated. So drink a bottle or a glass of water in between. So if you have a bottle of beer, grab a bottle of water for your next drink. And then have another bottle of beer and then another bottle of water just to keep things flowing and keep yourself hydrated. And lastly, the fourth tip that I want to share on this podcast for today is grill carefully. Food poisoning is increased when it comes to cookouts, picnics, and barbecues, so you certainly need to be safe in handling food. Cross-contamination is a big thing when it comes to handling meat, where you're handling steaks or burgers and hot dogs, and then you go and you touch chicken, and then you touch other foods that you're trying to prepare. So make sure that you wash your hands, dry your hands off with a towel or paper towels, and make sure you throw the paper towels away. If you're done drying your hands with the with a cloth towel, throw that in the laundry. You don't need to keep reusing that towel because, again, you got cross-contamination happening. When it comes to, you know, cold items like salads and you know, like pasta salad, coleslaw, chicken salad, a lot of your mayo-based stuff that needs to keep cool, make sure that you have like a tub of ice to put the bowls of salads in, maybe a cooler to keep things in to help regulate that temperature. And certainly when it comes to the mayo and the milk-based salads and stuff, throw it out when you're done. I read one article saying that stuff like that can usually last out in the open in a chilled environment. So in a, you know, a bucket of ice or in a cooler, it lasts about 2 hours. After about 2 hours, you need to toss it. So definitely don't save any of your salad stuff if it's going to be outdoors for longer than 2 hours. Don't save that stuff. Just throw it away when you're done. And that'll help protect you and your loved ones from getting food poisoning or any other foodborne illnesses that may happen. Again, I want you to go to the article from SafeWise, because they got a few others. They're really good. One of them has to do with boating safety, and then they have a hyperlink to an article with more tips on boating safety. So I certainly want you to go check that out. Again, you can go to our website, mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Lower right hand corner of the landing page, click on through to Let's Talk Insurance, and it should bring you to the blog post today. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in Lake Michigan Lakeshore, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Again, visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, you can certainly do that. It's marsiliins@gmail.com. That's marsiljeins@gmail.com. Again, I am Matt, and I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a very safe and happy Labor Day weekend holiday. Take care.